This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news for February 9th, 2022. There are four patients are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 in Jefferson County. To date, there have been 2,927 cases of COVID reported in Jefferson County for a total all-time positivity rate of 6.48%. The county has seen a significant decline in COVID cases in recent weeks, and that has led Dr. Allison Berry of the County Health Department to announce that she will rescind the order requiring proof of vaccination at restaurants and bars by Monday, March 11th, or even sooner. Tomorrow, Saturday, February 19th, Jefferson County Health will offer free vaccinations at Chimicum Junior Senior High School from 9 to 11 a.m. This includes all shots for Pfizer age 5 and older, and second and booster shots for Moderna age 18 and older. Appointments are recommended. Walk-ins are welcome. For appointments, go to jeffersoncountyhealth.org. The start of the spring sailing schedule for the Anacortes, San Juan Islands, and Port Townsend-Coopville routes will be postponed by 2 weeks. It will now begin on Sunday, June 10th. The Department of Transportation says the delay will ensure reliable service through the San Juan Islands while contending with continued crewing challenges. Vehicle reservations for the two added weeks of the current season on both runs will be released at 7 a.m. on Thursday, March 10th. Reservations for the upcoming spring season for travel on both routes, April 10th and June 18th, will also be released on March 10th. Reservations are not required, but are strongly recommended. Limited standby space is available on all sailings, and as always, walk-on passengers do not need reservations. The Jefferson Economic Development Council is looking for assistance in getting the word out about new grant funds that are available to small businesses in the county. The priority of this grant program is to help underserved businesses and those that received little to no funding in the previous grant rounds. It is also intended to provide funding to businesses that were adversely impacted by mandated closures. Business owners and nonprofits are encouraged to apply, including those that started operations during the pandemic. Special consideration will be given to applicants who have had difficulty accessing previous COVID-related grants and support and those that come from historically marginalized communities. The application and more information on how to apply is available at edcteamjefferson.org/grants. The deadline is March 11th. On Tuesday, February 22nd, 7th Street between Hendricks and Grant Streets will be closed from 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Wednesday and Thursday, February 23rd and 24th, between 7:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m., Washington Street will be closed between Pierce and Walker to construct permanent islands that will slow traffic in that area. Government offices, schools, and some businesses will be closed this Monday, President's Day, a holiday that honors all persons, all men so far, who served in the office of President of the United States. And the Great Backyard Bird Count begins today and runs through Monday. It's a free, fun, and easy event that engages bird watchers of all ages in counting birds to create a real-time snapshot of international bird populations. Participants are asked to count birds for as little as 15 minutes or as long as they wish on one or more days of the four-day event and report their sighting online at birdcount.org. Anyone can take part in the count, from beginning bird watchers to experts, and you can participate from your backyard or anywhere in the world. For more information about how to participate and send in your sightings, visit birdcount.org. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.